What are you looking for? There are plenty of tanyas there. Huh? Should know it by heart by now. Okay, page Chof Beis on the top in the middle of chapter 16, the second page of chapter 16, Perek Tazayin. We left off in the middle over here. On page Chof Beis. We'll start 11 lines from the bottom. Okay, the last thing, without going into the whole thing again, but Dr. Rebbe is explaining that the ultimate way of serving Hashem is revealing the love and the fear. Those become the wings that carry the bird upward. The love is the right wing, the fear is the left wing. It carries the mitzvahs up to Hashem. He says, even if somebody is not in that level, they're not on a level to actually reveal a felt, sensed love and fear of Hashem in the mitzvahs. So he says, the Beinoni should know that even the hidden love, which is the intellectual love, meaning the person understands that this is the right thing to do, and because it's the right thing to do, I want to do it. So even though they don't love it like they love something physical, but that's enough to bring them to do the mitzvah. So Alter Rebbe is saying that that level also becomes the wings of the mitzvah to make it fly upward. He says why? So 11 lines in the bottom, right after the brackets. Hayol utvuna zu shebemeichet, because this understanding which is in the mind, the talumis libe, and in the hidden parts of the heart, meaning it's not revealed yet and sensed in the heart, he ameviyase lasik bohem, that is what brings the person to do the mitzvah. He says, bottom line is, what brought you to do the mitzvah? That natural, instinctive love that you have to Hashem by understanding that it's right. And if the person didn't meditate and reflect on this level of understanding, he wouldn't occupy himself with the mitzvahs. He would basically take care of his bodily needs. And the Rebbe adds in the brackets, even a person, like we learned before, who by nature is a bookworm, and he has no temptations for worldly things. He's just a, so to speak, a cold person that's into the books, and he's not interested in temptations. He says, nevertheless, he still loves his body more. So the Alter Rebbe is saying as follows. The fact that this understanding brought the person to do the mitzvah, that itself is the feeling and the life of the mitzvah. Because if you didn't have that feeling, you wouldn't do the mitzvah at all. So even though it's not the real open love and fear that a person should be having in serving Hashem, but nevertheless, it's still enough which brought you to the mitzvah, and therefore it becomes the wings of the mitzvah. And he says, "V'zeh Ramzeh Razal." This is what the Chachamim hint to when they say, there's a famous Gemara that everybody knows. By the way, people say Machshava K'maiser, it's a misquote. The Gemara is Machshava Teva, a good thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarfa L'maiser. Hashem connects it and combines it to the action. So it's a funny expression. What do you mean Hashem combines the thought to the action or connects it? The Alter Rebbe said, "Vahava leila meimah." The Gemara's expression should have been "Maila olav akosuv," that the Torah considers it kilu asa, as if he did it. So the Alter Rebbe explains that obviously not what the Gemara means. If the Gemara meant that thought is action, then that's what the Gemara should have said. Machshava k'maisa. The Gemara doesn't say machshava k'maisa. It says machshava teva, a good thought, Hashem connects and combines to action. It's not that the thought makes the action. It's self-understood. If somebody thinks a whole day, I'm going to put on tefillin, I'm going to put on tefillin, I'm going to put on tefillin. They didn't put on tefillin. If a lady thinks, I'm going to bench licht, I'm going to bench licht, I'm going to bench, and you don't bench licht. There's no such concept. If I think of doing something, it's like I did it. There's no such concept at all. What the Gemara means, Alter Rebbe says as follows. Elo inyanu, what does the Gemara mean? What the Gemara means is, ki dechilu v'rechimu, shebe his galus libe. When you have open love and fear of Hashem, the real open love and fear of Hashem, heima mislapshim b'maisa hamitzis. That love puts itself, dresses itself into the action, lachayesim, to give him life, leparcha le'ela, that the mitzvah should fly upward. In English, there's an expression, when you do something with love, you know, you put love into the action. It's not stam a saying. When you love something you do, you actually put love into the physical action. Why? Because as Alter Rebbe is going, the heart's also physical. And therefore, when you put love of the heart into the deed that you're doing, whether it's whatever the deed is, the love is taki going into the action. And the action is a completely different type of an action. It's not the same action that you do without any feeling. It's a completely different type of an action. He said, that's when you have open love of Hashem. Ke'alev hu gamkin chumri. The heart is also physical. Kesharei vorim, like all the other organs of the body. Shem kliya maisi, which are the action vessels. Elo shupnimi v'chaislam, but the heart is the life of all the other organs, but it's an organ like any other organ. Lochein yachol l'islabish, and therefore the feelings of the heart can dress itself, it's connected to all the actions. L'aliyislam, to be for them, got from the wings l'aliyislam, to elevate them. Meaning, if I do an action, let's say I do a favor with love, the heart, which is the seat of feeling, so to speak, is in the hand. When I do an action with the hand with love, so the love of the heart goes into the hand, it gives life to the action of the hand, and it makes that action fly upward. And I'm going to explain the rest of this outside. But when I don't have the feeling in the heart, I just have an intellectual feeling, meaning I understand that this is the good thing to do and the right thing to do, and therefore I want to do it, but it's not that I really love it, like you love something physical. L'cha'eda, that love, that intellect, cannot go into the action because it has nothing to do with the action. It's not that I love the action and it's connected to the action and therefore the love goes into the action. When I just think that this is the right thing to do and therefore I'm doing it, that mind really can't go into the action. So what Hashem does, He puts that thought into the action. Mitzarfa lemaisa, Hashem combines that thought, meaning the thought of understanding that this is the right thing to do, even though I don't have the open love and fear of Hashem, that thought and understanding and intellect of feeling and realizing I have to do the mitzvah, Hashem puts it into the action to make it also fly upward. It's not the ideal situation, but he says the Beinoni should understand that even if they can't reach that level of love, it's enough to have the love that causes us to do a mitzvah. And like Dr. Rebbe said before, what we just learned today, because if you didn't have that understanding, you wouldn't do the mitzvah. You'd rather sleep and eat and enjoy life. The fact that you understand and do the mitzvah, even if it's a habit, you know, you just do it because, you know, you got to do it, that's also a form of understanding that you have to do it. Hashem takes that thought, which basically has nothing to do with the action, and Hashem combines it to the action, making the action now have wings to make the mitzvah fly upward. And therefore the mitzvah does accomplish the ultimate level. It's not as personal as when you actually love it. And to give gashmiyistic examples that everybody would understand, when you do something for a spouse, you do something for kids, When you do it out of love for the person, it's a much different type of an action than if you do it because you have to do it. Okay? In the second parak of Tanya, Dr. Ray gives the analogy, if you have to give something to somebody you hate, you throw it over your shoulders. Okay, you give it to them. You know, you'll cook, you'll bake, you'll do, but there's no feeling in it. You know, you're throwing over the shoulders and there's nothing there. When you do something with feeling, so the action itself is felt in a much different level. The relationship through the action is much better than if you just did the action. So l'cheira, how does it work with Hashem? So l'cheira, if Hashem sees that the person is doing it out of love, in other words, the person loves Hashem to such an extent, and he wants to really, he enjoys to become connected to Hashem. And again, this is a very important point that we've learned many times. Enjoying a mitzvah obviously means you enjoy all mitzvahs equally. Because if you enjoy, and by the way, this is human nature, so don't get worried about it. If you enjoy some mitzvahs more than others, like we said, that really has nothing to do with mitzvahs. It's you enjoy that you like this mitzvah, you don't like this mitzvah. You know, if you do, if you love it because it's a mitzvah, then there's no difference in any mitzvah. If you love the mitzvah because it connects you to Hashem, so what's the difference? What the mitzvah is, you should really have the same level of love. That's a lofty level. But ideally, if a mitzvah is done out of love, and the love is, I love Hashem, and I want to attach myself to Hashem and be connected to Hashem, so then what's the difference? What the mitzvah is? You have to love all mitzvahs equally. But we're not on that level. So people love certain mitzvahs, yes, certain mitzvahs not. I mean, they enjoy mitzvahs more, some mitzvahs they enjoy less. So that's really, if you look at it from a realistic point of view, it's basically me. I enjoy it, I don't enjoy it, nothing to do with mitzvahs. But here the Alter Rebbe is saying, and again, to prove the point of Karev Elecha Dover Ma'ed, how easy and close it is for a person to be able to come to, and that's how he's going to start Perek Yud Zayin, it's close and easy for a person to have this relationship with Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, even if you can't reach a level of love, and you just have the intellectual level of love, Hashem combines that to the action of the mitzvah as if you would have the open love and fear. So therefore, based on that, the Alter Rebbe says, any Jew can really do mitzvahs on the ultimate level, and it's very easy. Because they have to create the understanding that this is the right thing to do. Any person has a brain, and the brain controls the heart, can come to that understanding and that realization. That's what he says now. Achatchilu rechim, the second line. But the level of fear and love, shebetfunis meichav etalumis libi kanal, which is only in the mind, that basically has nothing to do with action. Gavu darcheim lemaila maila, that's infinitely greater, mebchinas amaisa, from the level of action. The avshalam listabish bechinas maisa mitzvah, that intellectual level. Basically, you should know intellect has nothing to do with action. Feelings have much more to do with action than intellect does. Intellect is very cold. There's no feelings in intellect. So today, to say that the intellect, which is cold, should become the feeling and the life of the mitzvah, it doesn't work. So he says, V'yavshilem l'slavish b'chinas ma'isa mitzvahs. This level of intellect cannot dress itself into the action of mitzvahs. L'yaslam b'chinas meichin v'chayis, to be the intellect and the life, la'aleisin, to elevate them, l'parcha la'ela, to fly upward. In life, it wouldn't be for the fact, sh'akadosh baruch hu mitzarfon u'mechabram, that Hashem takes this thought, that by nature is remote from the action, and therefore cannot elevate the action, and he connects it to Bchinas HaMaisa, and that is called Machshava Teva. Why? Ki einem tchilu rechimu mamish piskalis libi, because it's not openly a felt love and fear, it's only Machshava Teva, it's only in the mind. But Hashem elevates it, and combines it to the action to elevate it.
I response to the issue of, well, let's say with an aged parent or something, when you have to focus on your own needs and there's a line between serving the person or not meeting your own needs and doing the mitzvahs that are not emergencies, which is, you know, the person maybe increases the things they want you to do or attend.
Well, that's why halacha decides. You know, a shaila has to be asked, because halacha will say, what should the person do? Should the person do this or should the person do that? In other words, Torah dictates every part of life. So if a person's in a quandary, in a dilemma, what they should do, should they do this mitzvah? Should they do this act? Or should they do this act? So you ask a halacha question, and hopefully you get an answer. What the Torah says at this time is more important to do. For instance, there is a rule, if somebody is learning Torah, and the opportunity of a mitzvah comes their way, right? Should they stop learning to do the mitzvah, or should they continue learning? Because both are good, right? The question is, what's the good thing for now? So the halacha is, if the mitzvah can be done through somebody else, I mean, somebody else can help the person cross the street, then you keep learning. If nobody else could do the mitzvah, and you're the only one there, then stop learning to do the mitzvah. So there are guidelines within halacha itself whose needs come first. You know, if somebody has personal needs or helping somebody else, whose needs come first? Parents. But halacha dictates all those things. And then, based on that, if the person really wants to know, what does Hashem really want me to do? There's two approaches in halacha. One approach is, I want to do it, find me a heter. And I want to do it, show me that the Torah allows me to do it. That's one approach. Another approach is, tell me what the Torah really wants me to do. If the Torah wants me not to do it, then I won't do it. It's a whole different ballgame. Okay? In halacha you can find, I want to do it, show me that I could. Or find me a leniency that I could. Or does the person really want, tell me what the Torah really says, should I or shouldn't I? And so there is a difference, but Torah discusses what the person should do or shouldn't do. Sometimes Torah itself demands to find the leniency within Torah. There were Thai cases that people asked the Rebbe questions, and the Rebbe sent them out to a Rav, and the Rebbe said, I'm sure the Rav would find the leniency to be able to do it. Or there are times the Rebbe said, you should go to a Rav, who will find the leniency to be able to do it? That means, Torah itself wants that you should find the leniency to be able to do it. No, there was issues, whatever. In education, there were chinuch issues that the Rebbe sent out. There were a lot of issues and the Rebbe sent out in a way that, and I'm sure the Rav will be able to find the leniency. Those are the Rebbe, paraphrasing the Rebbe's words. That means sometimes Torah itself wants that you should do it. The Gemara says, Koyach dehatera odif. The ability to permit something takes more scholarship and more power of Torah than to say something is forbidden. To say treif is very easy. I mean, treif is easy. I mean, no, you can't do it is very easy. To say you could do it and not care about the Torah is also very easy. If you don't care about the Torah, of course everything's allowed, whatever you want. But within the guidelines of Torah, to find that the Torah permits it is a greater strength in Torah itself than to forbid things. Instead, so it depends what the Torah wants the person to do. But you have to ask, what does the Torah want me to do? Does the Torah want me to do this? Does the Torah want me to be stricter? Does the Torah want me to be lenient? What does the Torah want me to do? Not what I want to do. Because then there's nothing to do with Torah anymore. Of course, Torah is so great, and if somebody's brilliant in Torah, you can find whatever you want in Torah. and justify it. The Gemara says there was a rabbi in the Gemara that was able to purify a bug that the Torah says is impure. This rabbi was able to purify a bug with 150 Torah reasons why a bug should be pure. But the bottom line is the Torah says it's impure. But within the rationale of Torah, he could have proved with, he was able to be metayer asheres bekan taimim with kufnun 150 reasons to show that according to Torah, bug is pure. So if you want to take Torah, you can find whatever you want. But the question is, what does the Torah really want? Not what I want. So when a person does Torah in a way that even the understanding, I understand that this is the right thing to do, and therefore I do a mitzvah, Hashem takes that thought that really has nothing to do with action, and he combines it to the action and gives it, makes it the wings. He glues on the wings to the action, the mitzvah should be able to fly upward. What? What?
Yeah.
Seichel giving birth to Midas has nothing to do with Seichel in action. Right. So Hashem takes thought, Seichel, and puts it into action, not into emotions. Seichel. Yeah, but how does the Avin Yira get to the action? So if you have open love and fear, you have Seichel, feelings, action, right? Feelings and action are connected. Intellect and action are not connected, right? Hashem combined seichel, intellect, with action. That normally doesn't happen because seichel only deals with midas. And here you didn't reveal an open level of midas. No, Hashem takes the seichel, the love and fear that you have in seichel, not open love and fear, the love and fear that you have within seichel, intellectual love and fear, that I understand this is the right thing to do, and Hashem connects it to action. But if you have intellectual love and fear, Hashem connects it to action, and therefore that also becomes the wings. But that without Hashem, it doesn't happen. If I have open love and fear, of course I need Hashem, but I don't need Hashem to do me a favor to connect it, because it's self-connected.
So by making it put into action, then it becomes
the wings. Right. As far as making the mitzvah fly upward. By the way, seichel giving birth to midas, Chassidus says, even though the lashon is seichel is meilid midas, and they're called ava ein, the father and mother, but Chassidus explains, seichel doesn't give birth to midas because there's seichel and there's midas. Seichel reveals the midas. Giving birth, just like when you give birth, the baby now becomes revealed. The baby becomes revealed. So what happens when you have seichel and midas, what seichel does, it reveals the midas. The midas are there, because we're born with a nefesh that has seichel and midas. But like this, the midas are sleeping. Seichel, meilid midas, doesn't mean gives birth in a way that it creates it, Chassidus says. What it means is it reveals it. And that's why it's called meilid, because meilid means you reveal the baby through birth. But it doesn't create the midas. The midas are there anyway. You have a neshama, you have 10 levels. Nefesh elokis, nefesh habamis, has 10 levels. Okay, 1 second. But it's still not on the same level. Ach tziriv zeh, but this combining. Mitzarev HaKadosh Baruch Hashem combines. Lahalis maisa mitzvahs, to elevate the action of the mitzvahs. Ve'esek ha-teira, and the learning of teira, that come through this machshava teva. How high does it go? At Elam Abriya, until the world of Briya, Mokim aliyah satera v'hamitzvah. It makes it fly up to the world of Bria, which is the place of Teda and Mitzvahs, which are done aydei tchilu rechimu sichliyim, asheb izgalis libi mamish, which are much are revealed anyway. That means when you have open love and fear, yeah, the mitzvahs fly up. Where do they fly up to? To the world of Bria. So when Hashem connects the seichel to the action, it also goes up to Bria. But he says, avo belavachi, even without Hashem helping you, Nami Elam La Elam Yitzira, it still goes up to the world of Yitzira anyway, which is lower than Bria. Aide Tchilu Rechimu Tivyin, through the natural fear and love, Hamasutarim Belev Kol Yisrael, which is hidden within the heart of everybody, Petuldasim, from birth. So Al Rebbe says here three things. If God doesn't help you, you just do it natural love and fear, you know, it goes up to the world of Yitzira anyway. When Hashem helps you, or you have the open level of love and fear, it goes up to the world of Bria. So it just flies to higher worlds in a closer relationship with Hashem. But even if you don't have all this, you just do a mitzvah, it anyway becomes elevated to the world of Yetzirah, which is technical Kabbalah language, and it really doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, what Alter Rebbe is saying is, that a person has to understand that even if you're not on a high, lofty level of mitzvahs, you shouldn't think your mitzvahs are worthless, because the mitzvahs that you do also fly up to Hashem to such an extent that it creates a relationship. Even up to the world of up to the world of Bria, just as if you did it with an open fear and love of Hashem.
So, would an open thing at home go to Atzilut?
Bria is high enough.
I'm saying, why should a person who is thinking, oh, let me have this feeling and I'll do it,